Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Let's see, on the text board, which is 30930. Sandy, I live in Lockport, and it took me a little over an hour to get to Southgate Plaza in West Seneca. Ooh, Paula's Donuts is down there. It's probably worth the trip, I can tell you that. But you gotta allow enough time. Let's see, and I definitely had a few white-knuckle moments for a while. So an hour to get to Southgate from Lockport. So that's it's long. It's not ridiculously long. Right now, see, we can't really tell if we're in the middle of this zone where it's already passed us to the north and now it's going to come back, or whether it's we are the high point and we're done. They're going south. It like a pendulum. It's up and down. A pendulum swing, says a famous country singer. But the bottom line is that's what you can expect. It doesn't stay there for a long time, but while it's there, it's difficult. And the last caller we had who was plowing said that with the winds, you couldn't see in front of your truck at all. And I just heard on our weather forecast, 40-mile-an-hour winds are possible today. So we got a lot of things we have to deal with. I got a couple of areas we should follow. One is the thing we just did, weather and traffic and things like that. What are you seeing? Where are you going? How long did it take to get there? Because it's impossible to keep up in a real-time basis with a changing weather band like this. The only way we can keep up, and we have the real advantage, is that we have lots and lots of listeners who can tell us lots and lots of things on their lots and lots of cell phones, as long as they're lots and lots of legal. And we like to do that. So feel free to give us a call and do that. The second thing I'd like to talk about is a concept that they've been talking about for a while, and now it's starting to move. It's a jugundous concept. One is Eastern Hills, and that is with Uniland, a company that owns this building that we're in. I find them to be outstanding as landlords and things like that to keep the grounds up really nicely.
Well, they're plowing the parking lots right now.
Yeah, they're very, very, well, they know I get off at noon. They want to make sure that that I get a direct path to my vehicle. My driver, Raul, is from the Southern Hemisphere and isn't used to this snow. But the bottom line is if they repurpose these malls into, just think of them as miniature cities. Because right now, we like to live in an area. We like rural living for maybe you got a lot of places to park. Who knows what? Maybe you had a lawn. You always wanted a lawn. We like urban living. We like going to sporting events and plays and dramatic events happening in the city. You're right there. No problem. No muss, no fuss. A lot of good restaurants right there, too. So you have all of that. But a combination of a makeover for the mall that would include retail, residential, so you would be able to live there, office, so you could work there, restaurants, so you could eat there, medical, so you could stay alive there, and hotels where, well, you're on your own on that one. But the bottom line is there's all kinds of things that can be done within walking distance. And what I really like, this is coming from a guy with, right now, really limited mobility, but hopefully we'll get better. I would love to have a community like that allowed golf cart type vehicles, because if you're not taking them on the highway, the state or local highway, then it would be all right, I think, and it would be it would save on space, and the garage that usually would come with something like this is probably limited, so maybe you put one car, but you might be able to put two or three. Vehicles, you know, little John Deere things and the more sporting versions of those. So there's a lot of things that you could do like that. I think it would be really, really cool. You wouldn't have to worry as much about the snow. because you don't have to go as far. What do you think, Tone?
I like that. You know, kind of a similar version of what's being planned on Sweet Home, what would be just south of Maple. There's a complex in it. It has different type of food outlets. I think there's a Mighty Taco. There's there was a Dunkin' Donuts. There's a pasta place. I think there's a dry cleaner. And there's also a living area.
Oh.
So it's kind of like, you know, a little community all wrapped up into one.
I watched them build that as I come in that way almost every day. And I don't know why. I'm really attracted to that kind of a situation.
It's neat.
Well, yeah. Like, one thing I love is going to a movie at an old-fashioned movie theater. I don't like the, you know, there's 35 screens. And, you know, I don't like that. I'm sorry. I just don't. But I love going, like, in East Aurora to a village movie theater. And you see the old-fashioned marquee out front. Gives you a nice feeling. In fact, if you think about East Aurora, half of the charm about East Aurora is what we're talking about. They can do a lot of things if you live in East Aurora, for instance. Besides having a great residential place to live, you can do things that are there, and you don't have to go very far away because that's the village concept. This would be a larger version of that. Both of those would be, obviously. But I don't know if it'd be that larger. 100 acres in the concept of for Eastern Hills. So it wouldn't be necessarily physically larger, but it would be easier to get from point A to point B.
And you could kind of, you know, you could still do an old-fashioned theater and combine some of the concepts that they have out today with dining while you watch a movie.
If you're creative and you're willing to take a chance, there's a lot of things that can be done that aren't done. Now, how about a different view? I'm guessing the more urban guy on this team would be the guy in the red shirt. Mr. Beamer, as a swinging bachelor.
Yes.
I used to watch you on Saturday Night Live.
We're two wild and
crazy
guys.
Which concept do you think you'd like? Would you like it the way it is? Or do you think living where you're playing is a good idea?
Ooh, well, I always like to live and play in the same spot.
if you're lucky, yeah.
I think that, especially here in Buffalo, as you guys have mentioned, with the weather, I mean, we see a perfect example of it now. If you live somewhere where you have the shop you have to go to, the grocery store you have to go to, a few fun places like a putt-putt, you know,
yeah,
and that was...
Yeah.
All right there, a movie theater. I think it would be not only great for the person living there, but also great for the businesses because they would have to pass you to go somewhere else.
And if the living space is affordable space, you know, when they build a tower, it's 75 stories. You know that if you want something on story number 75, you're going to pay through the nose. I'd like to see it affordable. Just reasonable. So I think that would be nice so that it would be open to most people. But like anything else, I think taste has a lot to do with it. What are the things you like to do? For instance, I'm so tuned in right now with medical, and it's all spread out all over the place. I have a car, so I can drive there. But wouldn't it be nice to have a lot of medical clustered? More and more medical are getting offices that make it easier to see when you have to go see them. And that's very nice. I'd like to see a medical complex in each of these. I think that would be very valuable, too. You're shaking your head. Yes, you like that.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, and because right now it's, you know, you got to go where they are. Yep.
Well, where I go for my doctor, if anything that I need, it's all right there, whether it's in this building or the building next door, if I want to go for blood work, and I like that convenience.
Yeah, that is convenient. And, like, if you need blood work, Quest only has, 132,000 locations near
only.
You. They're very good, too. You don't even know the needles isn't there when they're drawing blood. Have you had good luck with Quest?
Well, no, because I get mine done right at my doctor's office.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so right next door, I do the blood. Go,
oh, that's
I,
nice.
There's my doctor.
I don't know if any of my doctors have that. Well, I'll have to check that out. That sounds like that.
Yeah, Buffalo Medical Group's got a pretty good layout.
That'd be a very, very good thing. I'm sorry I'm not hooked up with it. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just a reminder, if you would like to go on a trip with Dan Neverth, award-winning radio personality, and yours truly... The next stop is going to be Russia. After that, Alaska, and after that, Australia. But the Russian one is the first one up, and that is in June, June 24th through July 5th on Viking. We love Viking. The people that go with us love Viking. They don't nickel and dime you. You pay your money, you get what you need, and you get what you want on Viking, and it's the best. So it's the 24th of June through July 5th, and Russia, it's a Russian cruise, basically, and really focuses on seeing as much as you can in 4 days in Moscow, 4 days in St. Petersburg. And when I was listing some of the things that we would be seeing and participating in Russia, it's overwhelming. I mean, besides the 4 days in each of those cities, we have Red Square, Lenin's Tomb, the Kremlin, the Cosmonaut Museum, the Bolshevik Theater, Moscow's elegant metro system. It's something special. A performance of the Russian Ballet. If you need more information or you'd like information on this trip or the trip to Alaska or the trip to Australia coming up, then call 1-844-688-7477. The Russian Ballet, I mean, that's different and unusual. A couple of trips ago, they had a theater for us with Italian tenors singing opera, and it was great. We had the whole theater to ourselves. Our whole ship was there practically, and it was just a grand night in Italy. So this is the kind of things that they have. That was a couple of trips ago. This one, the equivalent of that might be the Russian Ballet. I've never been to a ballet. Now, here, I'm going to ask the most obvious question I have ever asked as a radio personality. Tony, have you ever been to a ballet?
Yes, I've gone, 3 weeks this year to Adele to watch Samantha taking ballet.
Oh, your daughter!
Yes.
That's good. Now, you're ahead of us, because I've never been to a ballet. How about you, Buzzy?
No.
No, a simple no. You're outvoted.
But I've also been to another kind of ballet.
Yeah, the Canadian ballet.
Yes,
yeah,
that one.
That's good. I help.
I tip well.
Canadian. What about your tip?
Tips.
Oh, okay. Canadian American ballet. I like that.
Yeah.
Help further relations.
Multicultural.
Between us and our friends to the north. All right. Let's see. We want to ask you about the concepts, too, that were unveiled yesterday. Actually, they talked about them well before this, but it got the ball rolling a little bit on this. Eastern Hills makeover. At one time, it was a dominant mall, and now that it's owned by, a developer, Uniland, and it's got 100 acres. So the point is 100 acres, you can do a lot of things with a 100-acre footprint. And it's a transit. Are you kidding? Transit and Main Street footprint. You know how many people live within, say, 5 minutes of that? It's incredible. And so it was a dominant mall, and now is in need of a makeover. That's one of the developers presented that. The other was Boulevard Mall. That's also a huge area where cars come and go during the course of a 24-hour period. And so you got two great locations, and rather than just do one thing, doing several things, I think the developers probably looked at the average lives of the people who would be participating in a project like this and decided, well, let's see, what are the things that you do on an everyday basis or every week basis? You go here, you go there, let's see, you want entertainment. You got to have food, the kind of food where you buy food or you have it served to you at a restaurant, but you got to have food, that's for sure. I'm thinking for medical, you'd want a drugstore, a medical complex, one of the, Tony, you've been to them, the emergency medical places where you got to see somebody right now and right here.
Yeah, I had two trips to urgent care. While I was out with pneumonia, and I'm really impressed. They do a great job.
And even maybe even an arm of a hospital could be there. There's all kinds of things that can be done there. It depends on where the developers see the profit and the need. The need and the profit, those are the two things. If you don't have any need, it won't matter. You won't have any profit. if you have profit, you'll probably have things on there that you need. That's what I'm thinking.
Remember yesterday when Ken Hamilton was talking about let developers do their thing. These guys know what to do. They have a better idea than the politicians.
Yeah, and the politicians are just BS. We know it's BS.
Well, they're in the way.
BS. Yeah, exactly. They have the ability to spend our money. That's the way I look at it. That's the only reason they're there. They have the okay to write a check that has our name on it. And I'd rather have the maybe a dreamer type might come up with some concepts of things that we don't have now and beyond the basics, something different, something unusual. I think you find that when there is something that stands out, then people will go there and do business with them. I mean, I'm going to give you an example. Look at Paula's Donuts. Now, I don't know what the books of Paula's Donuts look like, but they seem to be doing very well, very well, very well. So they certainly didn't invent donuts, but they make a donut that people want for whatever reason.
And it's a variety.
It's a big variety, and now they've got, what, four locations? I think they had three. I think they were going to a fourth. The point is, if you got something people want, like if you build it, they will come out of the baseball movie, and it's the same thing. It's a simple equation, really, but to get it right is not the easiest thing. Because sometimes, like Krispy Kreme, you think it's right. Why, look at opening day. They had to bring in the police to direct traffic. Krispy, got to have my Krispy Kreme. Now if you want one, what do you got to go to Erie or who knows where?
I think it was a Walmart or 7-Eleven. One of those two carry Krispy Kreme.
They carry them. Okay. Yeah. I was not aware of that.
See, I like Krispy Kreme donuts.
They're okay.
They're good. And I thought they had good coffee.
I don't think I'd jump off a building to get one.
No.
But they're okay. But Paula's Donuts is better than okay.
Well, that's substantial.
That's
a donut.
That's where the bar is and probably your belt at the same place because they are yummy, yummy, yummy. And they're not necessarily that great for your calorie.
Now you have me thinking about that cannoli donut.
You know, I saw that online.
I still haven't tried it.
And I mentioned that you had mentioned the cannoli donut. I don't know, because cannoli, it's very limited. The sweetness has to be limited, otherwise it's over the top.
Oh, I could just spoon that filling
in my
mouth.
You could take a filling and put it, like, say, a cream donut, but not put cream in it, put cannoli filling?
Oh, I'm going to faint.
Oh, my God. Good. Let's watch them do it there, Buzzy. All right, we'll take a break. We want to hear from you, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. And if you have anything to say about the weather and also about the two big projects that they're talking about in Eastern Hills and Boulevard Mall, repurposing, making them over. How about the city complex? Do you like that? We'll be back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Winter Wonderland, it is Beach and Company. Yes, I had to ask a favor. You know how the president had to, from the president of Ukraine. I just had to ask for a favor. It wasn't quite on that level. Right now, my mobility is extremely limited. Now, that may hopefully be repaired tomorrow. Having a procedure done, that would be very nice if that happened, okay? But it's not now. I can't do it now. So I got my pen here, and I got everything organized, and I'm ready, and I'm writing, and I'm making notes and everything, and suddenly the pen gods took the pen from my hand and whisked it to the floor. Now I got a problem. I got a pen on the floor, which I need, and if I try and get it, I'll be on the floor, which I definitely don't need. I called in help. I can't ask Tony to do it. Tony has to be over there running the equipment. I looked over and there's Beamer. Beamer, ready to go. Buzzy Beamer. So I said, Buzzy, could I ask a favor? And I hated to even ask. You know, it's one of those things you don't want to really ask.
Never hesitate asking us.
That's right.
Yes. And so Beamer was to the rescue. I even tried this. See my glasses case?
Uh-huh.
Look, if you snap it. Okay, I figured if I can snap the pen, you know, if you can snatch the pebble from my hand, if I can snatch the pen from the floor, I won't have to ask. But I didn't think I could do it. I need a longer case to do that.
Or a reacher.
I was wondering what you were trying to do.
I have a reacher at home.
Oh.
I do have one. I should bring it in. You know why? Then I can reach with it.
What Brilliant. Do you think?
I really do have one. Somebody sent me one. They're very handy, actually.
My mother had one, and that was like her favorite thing.
Yeah. Okay. So I publicly want to thank Mr. Beamer because I got my pen back. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Anything you need, Sandy, you just let me know.
If I could pick up a pen for you, I will do it someday. Okay? There we go. Now.
That could be a song.
If I could pick up a pen for you.
Or a hammer or something.
If I could pick up a pen for you.
Sorry, I can't add to it without coughing.
Now, I have a pair of tickets to give away to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Saturday. Today is Wednesday. It's Saturday at 3:30 p.m., so be sure that if you do call in to win, that you can use the tickets. It's at KeyBank Center, minimum value $80, courtesy of Metamorphic Concerts. General contest rules apply, 644-9875. And he will take a caller at random, okay? So you don't have to be a specific caller. You just have to be the one good enough to get Buzzy to say, yes, congratulations, you are the winner. But it is his choice as to who wins, and that's the way we like it. Let me see. Another thing here that floated by in the last newscast that I was wondering about, they were talking about when this situation of impeachment will actually go to the Senate and then what happens there. And there's speculation as to what kind of a trial it will be. It will be similar to a trial that we're all familiar with. The Supreme Court judge will be the justice sitting on the bench. And there you have the prosecution and the Democrats. The Republicans will bring in their best people to say this is ridiculous, which it is. I can't believe we've even gotten this far. And then they will vote on it. The Senate will vote on it. It is widely expected that the Senate will acquit him. They will say he is not guilty of the charges. And I don't see how this can go any other way, to be honest with you, but I didn't see how it could go any other way with Hillary Clinton, at least from her eyes, and it did. So you never know, and things are so crazy now. You could think about it like this. If you want to go grand scale, you could have a guy like George Soros pay each senator $1 million for their vote. It's illegal, of course. George would be in jail if they caught him, but that concept of somebody just buying the whole Senate, there's only 100 of them. Think about it like that, to convict him. Now, I'm not saying that's happening because it isn't. I don't think. But in today's atmosphere, I wouldn't be surprised if something like that was attempted or tried. Nothing is out of bounds as far as I can see. But anyway, so the suggestion is that Mitch wants a quick slam down. Thank you, ma'am. There we go. Got your vote, and you are done now. Now you can go back to running the country. He wants a slimmed down version of the trial. I agree with him. Because the president, I know why the president wants an expanded trial, because he wants to out everybody that he knows deserves to be outed and run them through the mixer of his impeachment trial. Do you think that's the way?
I definitely think that's the way. You know, when the impeachment first started rearing its head, and I remember Lindsey Graham coming out and saying, unless we have the whistleblower's name, this thing's not even going to have a trial. We're just going to boot it. And Rush Limbaugh, as I told you, brought up a great point about that there's a speculation that Republicans want to, get it out of here because many of them are dirty and have profited from countries like the Ukraine.
And a more expanded one, who knows what gets dragged in there.
And don't forget, President Trump says, I want to drain the swamp. And man, that swamp is deep.
So he's taking a real chance wanting to push for that. Now, the final decision would be made by him, one would assume. But if he overruled everybody else who says, let's just get this done and over with and get on with the work of the country, which is what I think we should do, as opposed to let's play detective and everybody we think we got something on, let's run them through this. Because you might lose some of the people, too, that think that they're going to vote in favor of you, partially because you got a raw deal. You didn't get a good, clean shake on it. And so they're going to make sure they're not part of that raw deal. But if you all of a sudden start using it for what some would consider personal gains, although it would be gains for the country, but a lot wouldn't consider it like that, then I think you're going to lose some of those people.
Well, it kind of makes you understand why people like Mitt Romney have been so against Trump, because people like him have profited. I know his name has been thrown out there, too, who have profited from foreign interests.
Oh, I'm sure we see a lot of that. So I'm going to throw this in as another aspect of the show today. Do you favor an abbreviated trial, because it's going to go to trial, or a more expansive trial? 803-0930, 1-800-616-1960. 9236. Okay, I say abbreviated. What do you say?
You know, I got to say expanded because I want the swamp drained.
Whoa, okay. And how about you, Buzzy?
I'd say abbreviated, but for selfish reasons, I'm just really sick of talking about it.
Oh, well, I am too. I would love to have it just end tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. There's a burnout factor.
Oh, yeah, my brain feels like it's on toast. It really does. It's just amazing. We'll take a break and be back on News Radio 930 WBEN. So we've added a third question today, and that is whether you agree with Donald Trump, who wants an expansive trial for his own reasons, I guess, or maybe a more abbreviated trial as suggested by early reports. I think that as tempting as it would be to have a more expansive trial, I think the abbreviated trial is more of a slam dunk. Just get it done. Do what you have to do to meet the minimum requirements of a trial. Take the vote and get on with it. Okay, there's time to milk other cows if you stay in there. And if you stay in there and you just hammer this thing, just more and more, because you want to drag everything through that you think was not a fair shake. You want everybody to be airing their dirty laundry in public, that could come back and bite you. I can easily see that coming back and bite you. And one thing that Trump has that he can't afford to lose, and that's his base. His base is with him through thick and thin, but I think they would consider this ultra thin, and I don't know if they want to see that. I don't know. If I did know, I'd be making millions of dollars a year. I don't know. My guess is as good as yours. Do you think his base would leave him if he just, you know, just strung this thing way out?
No, I don't think he would lose his base. I think the danger is the independent out there.
So there'd be no sympathy then for him, thinking, okay, he's on his own now. I was with him up to this far, but this is over the top.
Well, it may not, you know, and they may not even leave him, but it may be one of those things where it's just, okay, it's over my head now because of the burnout factor that we talked about.
Yeah,
earlier.
Are you kidding me? I've never seen a more loyal base in watching political movings. They are with him through thick and thin. But the Democrats have made it a little easier to do that because of their outrageous behavior. If their behavior was modified and rational and minimalist instead of what it is, maybe they'd have more of a backing from those who might go with Trump.
You'd have a lot of exploding heads on the mainstream media.
Oh, yeah. You can see it just from them. I mean, this started after the last election when they showed all of them having to report that Hillary Clinton is not going to be the next president.
But look at what they're trying to, on how they're trying to position already, that Trump is already interfering with the 2020 election. Like, the 2020 is already rigged.
Yeah.
From the party that specializes in illegal votes.
That's true. And they know how to do it. So they must think, if we know how to do it, they probably know how to do it, too. Which is nothing you put on a broadcast spot. Vote for my candidate because he knows how to screw you. It doesn't work, usually. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, is *930. Let's go to my friend Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. I'm glad Tony made a full recovery.
Yeah, he's better than he sounds. Let's put it that way. He's got a kind of a tough voice thing going on, but he feels pretty good.
Well, that's the bottom line.
You got that right. What's going on? Your Eagles looked pathetic.
Don't you have any more descriptive words? You're being kind.
I watched them on the rerun on the NFL channel yesterday because anytime a team gets beaten by another team they're not supposed to beat them, and beaten by a guy named Manning, interests me. I love both the Manning brothers.
Well, I know you like Peyton.
Yeah, and I like Eli too.
Yeah, well, he's had a decent career. I mean, he won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, and yesterday, on the rerun of the game that was held the day before, he had a couple of huge passes, like 120, 130 yards just for those two.
Oh, yeah. First half, he was incredible, but they shut him down. Well, first of all, the Eagles are really hurting with injuries. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
Because I tuned in halfway through the first half. I kind of lost the feeling of the game. So all I know is that Mr. Manning II did very well. So, okay, what do you got today? Do you think the president should get a slim down or an expansive trial?
Well, I've been saying all along that I hope they try to impeach him because I think they're going to take it out on the Democrats in November of next year, and they're not going to impeach him. There's no way he's going to get impeached in the Senate when they give him a trial. I mean, that's a joke. I mean, first of all, someone on the Democratic side, the first day that he took office, they wanted to impeach him. The first day.
Yep. I think it was Sheila Jackson Lee. I recall her saying that. And it doesn't make any sense to impeach somebody that isn't in office yet. But I don't think she understood that.
No, I don't either. And secondly, and my wife is a prime example of this, how many people are really upset? They look forward to watching certain TV programs today, ones that I wouldn't watch. But anyway, they get into it, and they're all been You can't watch them. They've been preempted.
I think Buzzy, Mr. Beamer, has the same set of programs your wife has. Buzzy, what's that show you don't want to miss, Bachelor and Paradise?
The Young and the Restless is the one that comes on at 12:30, and it has been preempted a few times, not to mention so has The Price is Right. And when I'm sitting in there for you, Sandy, I like to have The Price is Right on.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're watching a game show while hosting this show. So does Barbara watch those kind of shows, too, and she misses them?
Yeah, she watches some of them, yes. Not every day, but frequently. And, you know, how many other people are in the same boat?
And the political television, no matter how much you're into it, is very, very boring and drives you crazy. And this stuff, this House stuff, is beyond boring. I can't stay with it more than an hour at the most.
I don't see how anybody really can. And I don't know. If this was a regular court, they would have been thrown out of there in a New York minute.
Well, that's the funny part. Anybody that knows anything about the law would recognize that, well, this wouldn't be allowed, or this wouldn't be. What is this? You know, you talk about standings, you know, all kinds of things that they just do it. And then they're run like a Gestapo meeting. You can call all the points of orders you want. He's just going to gavel you down and just shut up and listen and have to deal with it the way the rest of us do.
Absolutely. I mean, you got a whistleblower who nobody knows who he is. How do you even know he exists?
And then you've got the head of the committee, Schiff, saying he doesn't know who the whistleblower is. That's believable as, I didn't know Santa Claus wasn't real.
Yeah, really.
I mean, how are we supposed to swallow that? I just don't understand. And
well,
the more you watch of Washington and how they do things, the less impressed you are.
Yeah, well, let's be honest about it. Washington is X amount of square miles of insanity surrounded by people who know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I'll be glad to get it over with. I think he should have an abbreviated trial. Slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, it's over. Get on to running the country. And hope that they're not stupid enough to come up with more things to impeach him on. I think that's a possibility, too. Okay, got to run, Don. Always good to talk to you, my friend. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.